broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Bang and Tucker.
Good morning. It is a beautiful day at Kapalua. I'm on Maui. It is January 8th, in case you're keeping track. Saturday morning. Yes. Wake up. This is the Golf Club. We're online at RadioGolfClub.com. Broadcasting in Hawaii on all kinds of radio stations. Good morning, everybody. Volcano is 47 glorious degrees, and you could play around if you'd want. 10:30 this morning, it should warm up by then, or 11:12. And I want to wish Helco and Jose, I miss you over on Oahu. You guys all hit the sweet spot every time. Poipu, there's a 10:10 and 11 o'clock, and Tournet Hawaii, same goes for you. Have a great round. Have fun. That is the most important thing to do. Luwana Hills has a 10:50 and an 11:30, and Higgins Construction's getting out there to play. Awesome. We want to thank the people who are in the clubhouse this morning. First of all, Jerry King, head professional at one of the nation's best academies, Kapalua Golf Academy. Gary Planos will be joining us. Bob Bupka, the co-host of The Grill Room, Sirius XM Radio. Of course, we don't get it in Hawaii, even though it's nationwide. Michael Collins coming in. Jasmine Cabrera, the director of events, the Westin Kaanapali Ocean Resort Villas. Awesome place to stay, guys. And Hyundai's vice president of sales, executive vice president, I should say, Dave Zukowski, joining us as well. And the people who make this show possible, Ko'olina Golf Course. Get golf ready for 2011. It's a really cool setup, okay? For $99, you get lessons. You can use the clubs, decide whether you want to buy clubs. You get the range balls, and they'll teach you how to use the course. And then you can go out and have fun. So call the Pro Shop at 676-5300 for a tee time for today, if you'd like to play. I'll look at you mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design, fabrication, excellent service, expert knowledge, statewide, it's Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection, they're right here at Kapalua. Get the star team on your property. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved, they achieve results. Poipu Bay, brand new greens, they're open. Make your tee time at Poipu Bay. And of course, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, the champs are playing, the 2010 season, they're all starting off right here. It's 2011, and it's free all day, today, and tomorrow. So please, come by. It's going to be great. The weather's awesome. Good morning, Bob Bupka.
Good morning, Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, Jerry King.
Good morning, Danielle.
How are you?
Phenomenal. I'm giving syllables this morning.
Phenomenal. I saw Bob last night in the Pineapple Grill.
Oh, yeah, my favorite restaurant here.
It was my first time.
Except I got a new favorite restaurant now because good friends of yours, and I don't want to forget mentioning them, Debbie and Stuart Katz. I went to their brand new Village Cafe the other night, and I was astonished. I sat down, and they said, "Aren't you on with Danielle Tucker sometime?" I said, "Yes, I am." And they said, "We listen to her all the time." So I'm going to bestow upon you now. You're the queen of golf in Hawaii.
Well, that's wonderful. Debbie and Stuart Katz, they're here at Kapalua. They do the Aloha Team Classic every year and play the Kapalua Plantation Course, the Bay Course, Kaanapali, the King's Course, and they have a tournament bringing people from around the world, anybody who wants to, and Hawaii, and they raise money for Maui Youth Charities. So that's great. I wanted to see the restaurant. That's fantastic. You went there. We're going to go have breakfast.
Well,
good morning, guys.
They did invite us, so get the coffee on, Stuart.
Yeah, I'll need some. Well, here we are at Kapalua. A great, shaping up to be some very interesting situations. First of all, we have great weather, calm wind. Now, what was the best score, Jerry? 31 under Ernie Els, 2003, was that it?
That's right, in pretty much the same weather conditions, Ernie Els. I told him yesterday morning, I said, "Come on, Ernie, you love this weather." And he looked over at the lake and goes, "Yeah, you're right."
It leaves the course pretty much defenseless, right? But the rain kind of messed some of the guys up with the greens, reading the greens. What happens when those greens get wet?
Well, for one, when the greens get wet, these guys have the opportunity to throw darts. instead of, you know, yes. with the winds and then the firm turf, I mean, it's designed to be able to feed the balls in and use more ground. And now, you know, the course gets somewhat defenseless when it gets
right.
soft like this.
Right.
These guys can throw it right at the pins.
Right.
But it does, it slows the greens down just a little bit. So I think it's easier for these guys to make putts because they can be more aggressive. Because when these greens get fast and the winds are blowing, they have to be really careful because, I mean, your ball could roll 6 inches by and then keep going, and it's 10 feet by. So they're not having that right now.
But I was watching some of the coverage on Golf Channel, and I was just so impressed with how they were reading the curve, the line, some of those just some beautiful putts going. And then Graham McDowell having a hard time reading the greens on the first day. I couldn't help but tweet him and say, don't worry about it, you'll get it on the second day. What does it take to get them here? Because folks can play here, and it's a wonderful course. It's only, you know, 5,700, what is it, regular yardage is 5,627, par 75.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be like, don't have to worry about shooting a 73 here. 75 is probably not that easy to hit either.
I think these guys like Robert Garrigus that shot 10 under par yesterday, the guys that are scoring the best, that are making the putts, they have the ability to really find the straight putt.
Okay.
And you'll notice, you know, when you're watching the Golf Channel, you'll see the aim point line.
Yes.
And it's not like they just went out and kind of plumb bob and ripped every green. You know, it's all based on the slope and the speed and then where is that straight putt. So you'll notice, you know, and I was watching a little bit on the recap last night, you'll see the guys going around. They're not even behind their ball. They're walking and trying to find where is that straight putt. How far is my ball away from that straight putt?
Okay.
Then you know how much it's going to break.
And
whoever sees that line makes the most.
And that's aim point.
That's aim point. That's what it is. That's
right. And you teach that. I like that. I love that philosophy because that's exactly what I go for.
That's great. Mark Sweeney was the inventor of that technology, yeah. And he's actually here at the Golf Channel. And it's amazing. And once you learn it, and you see the line, because I've talked to all these guys for years, and they
yes.
say, okay, whoever sees the line the best
yes.
wins.
Yes. Simple.
Simple.
Yeah, trying to make it so easy.
You know, the funny part about Robert Garrick is most people say when you come here for the first time, and he only won for the first time last year,
yes.
So first time playing in this event. However, he was smart enough to come here several years ago on his honeymoon. And he played, and he shot a 63 on his honeymoon and came back and shot 63 yesterday.
That is exactly right.
God, that's nice. And he is amazing. I mean,
he's a leading expert on the PGA Tour on bass fishing. He knows more about bass fishing, probably by far more than anybody on the PGA Tour. And maybe, you know, he's right up near the top with professional bass fishers. Love that guy. We got to take him over to Kauai.
There's somebody else who's into fishing on the tour, and he's not Bubba.
Well, you got a lot of these guys. Every time Andy Dean comes over here, you know, I mean, these guys love to fish.
Yes. As fishermen, they should go out and do some Kona fishing, some, you know, bringing in the big ones, the marlin. That's amazing. It happened to me once.
And the caddy that holds the record
yes.
for winning with the most players in history on the PGA Tour, the fellow by the name of Pete Bender, legendary caddy. He's won with 8 different players on the PGA Tour. I mean, to win with one player is pretty amazing. To win with 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 8, and Pete Bender is just another expert on bass fishing. He'd rather fish than eat or sleep. I mean, that's how much Pete Bender loves it.
Now, Garrigus, he really started working on his game. If you haven't heard his name much, he decided to really dedicate himself to getting his game perfect for this season.
Well, he said he practiced and trained more in this offseason than he ever has.
Ever has.
Yeah, well, what happened with him, basically last spring down in Memphis, he had a 3-shot lead going to the last hole on Sunday, and then it was like his brain
melted
down, and he ended up in a playoff with Lee Westwood. He lost the playoff, and everybody thought, oh, that's it for him. You know, he's
right.
never won on the tour, and now he's done this. But he goes back to Disney, the last event of the year, and he was 122nd on the money list coming in. He didn't know if he's even going to have a job this year after finishing that top 125. And he goes out and he wins the tournament. And then, as Jerry said, he kind of dedicated himself after that. And he's as nice a guy as you're ever going to want to meet. He's the longest driver.
Longest driver.
For the last couple of years.
315.5 yard average.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so he started working on his short game.
Yeah.
And that's where, he's confident. So he's got that confidence going. Yes, Bob.
After this week, he's going to start working on his long game because Mark Ralphing brought in a two-time long driving champ from Canada. What's
Jamie Sedlowski.
Sedlowski. And he can carry it on a flat surface with no wind and helping or hurting in the air 390 yards.
That's absurd.
I mean,
what's interesting about this young man is he's 22 years old, right? And why isn't he playing, quote unquote, professionally?
I can give you the answer because I asked him that question. He said he had an option after he won the long drive contest. Corporate opportunities opened up. They were very lucrative. He doesn't have nearly the number of guys that he's got to beat doing what he does,
right? Sure.
Coming out here.
Yeah.
So he's just dedicated himself to this. He's making a heck of a living and enjoying himself.
And I understand he does not practice so much with the driver. He uses his 7-iron, which...
7 or 8-iron, yeah. He can only hit that, I think, what they tell me, hit his 8-iron, 185 yards.
But he's keeping his back from getting... I mean, you can't hit driver like 300 yards and more plus time after time. You're gonna burn yourself, your back and your body out.
He's a young, strong kid.
Yeah, you know. Young, strong. But you're born by the 30. What if he wanted to go pro? I mean,
no, he's never gonna go pro.
Well, he did say the other day that it's still lingering there. It's a dream of his to be able to play professionally. But he knows where his bread and butter is, and where his talent is,
and
he's
think
the long bomber. So
how many guys come to your academy or come and play here that have this dream that they're going to want to play professionally?
I mean, I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, like, if he wanted to, let's say he turns 28 and he's got this nice bankroll and he's earning nice interest rate, right? And he decides, now I can commit myself to the short game and doing a little Garrigus stuff and see what I can do. It's a dream. So why not? Why, you know, you can always have it. He can be on the Champions Tour. He's a rookie when he's 50. Hey.
I'll tell you what he's up against, and this is the biggest significant change in golf recently.
Okay.
And that's how young players are.
Yeah.
21-year-old, 17-year-old winning on the European Tour event.
Yeah.
And then, how about a player that came and played in the Pro-Am here? He's 12 years old. His name is John Paul Ralph, and he shot 78 playing the men's tees, and he's 12 years old.
Yeah.
I almost stepped on him out there. I was looking for him, and there he was, down my waist.
Okay, we got to start from the beginning here. This is a young man from England.
Liverpool.
And he and his family are visiting. They're staying at, and they find out that there's this big event happening.
Right.
I mean, it's like, hey, I want my son to play in this big event.
That's what he did. He said, how much would it cost to get my son to play? And they said, well, it's $7,000 to get in the pro-am. He said, okay, my son's in.
But wait a minute. So he ponied up the money, but didn't he go over to the Kapalua Golf Academy?
He did, and they asked Ben, one of Jerry's assistants.
Ben Hongo?
Yeah, Ben Hongo, could you go down and take a look at this kid, because we're a little nervous. He's only 12. He's going to play in the pro-am. We don't want to screw things up.
Right.
Well, he did screw things up because he beat all three of the guys.
That's right.
That he was playing with.
Before we take our first break, there was something on Golf Channel this morning in the African Open, or Africa Open. They were talking about how different the young players are playing compared to 20 years ago. That they'll look at their yardage book and not look at the shot ahead. They read their how they're going to play by the yardage rather than shaping their shot based on what they see. Do you see that, Jerry?
You know, that's an interesting concept right there because, I mean, I think people are different and different athletes are different. They're either linear or they're nonlinear and, you know, it's like putting. I mean, do you see an exact line? Do you have lines on your putter or do you see where you want the ball to fall into the hole?
Right.
So I still think that there's different players out there. So they're doing that, but I think they're different.
It was just an interesting thing. People in the old days were more imaginative, imagined their shots
right.
as they were looking, and the kids today are reading off their yardage book to see what they should do, not really looking, just reading it, then grabbing the club, and then hitting the shot. It was so interesting.
You know, you go back, Jack Nicklaus was probably the first one that even had a yardage book before that, and that's why you go and play golf in Scotland. They don't have, the sprinkler heads marked or anything. I mean, you go out there, you have to do
the
regular way. Yeah, you got to kind of figure out how far that is and then figure how far you hit it.
That's cheap over there.
And nowadays, these players have the numbers dialed in to within a yard or two. They could hit a dozen seven irons, and I'm sure Jerry would agree with me. A dozen seven irons put a blanket over where the balls end up. I mean, so if they know if they hit a seven iron 153 yards, and they look at the book and it says he's 153 yards away, bingo. I mean, the game's going to a different level. I don't know. You know, the guys are younger.
Yeah.
They're stronger.
Mm-hmm.
They're better. Years ago, the good athlete in high school either played football, baseball, or basketball.
Yeah.
Now, more good athletes are playing golf.
It's a longer career.
Oh.
And we'll
that's for the old guys.
Okay, after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be sitting in green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Hoi Poupe on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated green. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoi Poupe makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take on the memory at Hoi Poupe, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window system to cooling towers across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Aloha, this is Graham McDowell. I'm filled with excitement as we follow right at the Plantation Course during the PGA Tour's season opening Hyundai Tournament Champions.
The best of the PGA Tour returns to Kapalua's Plantation Course January 2nd to 9th for PGA Tour Hyundai Tournament of Champions. See the best golf and best players for the best cause, local Maui charities. Starting Sunday, January 2nd with a free family fun day. And best of all, it's free admission, parking, and entertainment. Maui's best event of the year, January 2nd to 9th. Call 665-9160 or visit Kapalua.com.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the show. Beautiful day here. It's going to be a little bit wet this morning. The winds are kind of out of the north, about 5 to 10 miles an hour, maybe 15. They say westerlies, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Haven't really felt the westerlies kick in yet. It still feels like a northerly wind. Mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. So it's not really going to dry out that much. It looks like it's going to be dart golf, again, as Jerry King described it. Robert Garrigus leads. He's 14 under and shot a 63 yesterday. Carl Paterson, he's 13 under. Jonathan Bird, 12 under. And then we've got Ernie Els, Steve Stricker, Francesco Molinari, young man from Italy here, 10 under with Jim Furyk, and Dustin Johnson, Ben Crane, Ian Poulter, Bill Lundy, Bill Haas, Jason Day, Graham McDowell, Matt Kuchar, Anna Biscott, Bubba Watson, Hunter Mann, Anthony Kim. Come out and see it. It's all free right here at Kapalua, okay? I mean, you can't beat this. This is so much fun. And, of course, there's the FedEx fan zone. There's entertainment after the last putt drops, and there's all kinds of stuff to do. Now, speaking of entertaining, for a gentleman who probably didn't expect to get this kind of entertainment in his life anytime soon when Kapalua started, and Jeff Ogilvy was still healthy. Have you ever had a reef cut, Jerry?
I have.
A coral cut?
Yeah, it's no fun.
No. And see, when they were describing this cut in the media, I thought, oh, yeah, it's sliced, which is bad enough. It's deep slices usually, right? Well, what actually happens when you grab coral to hang on, when you slip in shallow water, is that coral is designed to hold on to something so it can be eaten. So it takes a chunk of your flesh literally out of your finger, which happened to me once.
Oh, you're giving me the lily, Daniel.
And he needed 12 stitches to pretty much put that piece back into his finger. If you look at the picture, you can see how...
Well, they actually went, like, double. They said that it only required, like, 6, and he went ahead, you know, they put 12 in there thinking that he was going to play with it.
Oh!
They put more stitches than necessary, trying to be proactive and saying, okay, he's going to be out playing golf.
Well, he did.
When you got that kind of money, he said, just double stitch it.
Yeah, there you go.
Make sure it stays on. I want the seat. Okay, so he ends up having to withdraw because, you know, I mean, it's going to be hard. And he's not going to be at the Sony Open in Hawaii, which is guys next, is starting up on Tuesday. You need to be out there for the junior. They're going to take on the pros. But so here we go. We've got Jim Furyk potentially playing by himself. And he goes out and decides to take a marker. That sounds really strange in the world for most, you know. What's a marker?
Well, marker is someone to actually keep your score. You know, I mean, you know, when you're playing with your fellow competitor, you swap scorecards, and then you're keeping the other player's score, and then the other player's keeping your score. And so, you know, having Jim Furyk was the last tee time.
Uh-huh.
It's a little different if you're the first tee time. Well, you can just kind of go out by yourself. You don't necessarily need a marker, and you can just fly.
Okay.
Play really fast. Well, because he was the last tee time, he's going to be by himself playing behind a bunch of twosomes.
And he's going to be waiting.
He's going to be waiting. So it's the dual thing. It's not that we don't trust Jim Furyk, and we've got to have somebody keep his score, but it's to really keep the pace of play and make it a little bit more normal. So he's not sitting there waiting on every shot.
The pace of play is so important.
Right.
And so actually Jim Furyk was really grateful to Scott for taking his... But Scott probably is going...
Not nearly as grateful as Scott was. Yeah, exactly.
Scott Carroll, head professional at the plantation club here, got to go out and play with Jim Furyk, and, I mean, how exciting for him. And, you know, I mean, yeah, all golf professionals, you know, dream of being professional golfers.
Golf.
They love to play in a PGA Tour event.
Yes.
So he got to play in a PGA Tour event.
But how often does a head professional actually play competitively or even play that often?
Hardly. But the thing about Scott's a great player. You know, he won the 2006 Aloha Section PGA Assistance Championship. I mean, he's a really good player.
So he's competitive. He's got his game on.
Right.
And
he threw 20 minutes notice. He went out and hit a couple of balls.
Isn't he a dad? Just turned out.
Yes, had his second baby. That's
second
right.
Second baby. So,
right.
I mean, it's not like he's been, you know, focusing on...
That's right.
Sure.
Like, how's your sleep, Scott? You know? And he looks up with his red eyes. Oh, well, hey, I guess.
Sleep, what's that? I don't get any of it.
A couple of great things, Danielle, about Jim Furyk. Number one, you know, we all know he made that up and down and a short putt for $10 million to win the FedEx Cup last year. So I was with Paul Azinger, and I said, Paul, what'd you think of that putt that Jim Furyk made for $10 million? He said, well, we know one thing. He doesn't choke for $10 million. Maybe $11 million he might choke, but $10 million he didn't choke. That's great. And then I asked, I was talking to Mike Furyk, Jim's dad, and I said, boy, you know, everybody's excited certainly about what your son did, but I got to believe you were the most excited. He said the biggest thrill that he had when Jim Furyk accomplished what he did, winning the FedEx Cup, was... He got the trophy for winning the tournament, Tour Championship, and then he got the FedEx trophy, and then his Jim's son, Mike's grandson, says, He gave him two trophies. He only played in one tournament. He got two trophies. Mike just loved it, you know.
That's wonderful. Something else, you know, we lost Jeff Ogilvie. Zach Johnson with his toe injured, he had to modify his shoe so he could play. And then something very strange happened. And I got to ask Ernie Els a question yesterday after about, you know, TV viewers or people who see a rules violation, a rules infraction, calling in and the effect that has on the players. Camilo Villegas, you know, looking at the video, he looks frustrated. I mean, he just tried to get his ball on the green, and basically it's rolling back to exactly where he had hit it from. And as it's rolling back, he kind of like swings his club, and he's hitting the loose impediments that are there. Little pieces of grass and dirt and what have you with his club, and the ball is still in motion, and it's coming kind of really close to where he's kind of like cleaning up the ground, which is what?
Jerry? Rules infraction.
Yeah. It was interesting. His statement afterwards was pretty much, you know, it was his birthday.
Yeah.
What a birthday present. He's 29, you know, and it's, after viewing the tape with Slugger White this morning, it was clear what happened. While it is obviously a disappointing way to start the season, the rules are the rules. And when something like this happens, it's important to me that you're respectful of the game and the people involved. Everyone involved with the Hyundai Tournament of Champions has been terrific this week, so I will work hard to earn my way back to the event next year. He also said that he hopes not to see the guys in the broadcast tape room. He didn't want
exactly.
to see Slugger next week at the Sony Open where he'll be playing. Okay?
Yeah, but as the tears were coming down his eyes
yes.
for being disqualified, they handed him the check for $75,000, so he felt a little bit better.
Okay, all right, but...
But you know one thing that's unfair, and I think
I
think Jerry will agree
okay.
with this.
Yes.
Here it's a limited field, so most of the guys get on camera.
Yes.
If you go to a full field event,
yes.
there's only a select few that are actually make it onto the screen.
Yes.
So they are basically operating under a different set of rules than the other players
yes.
that are competing because nobody can call in on the other players because nobody sees it. So but, you know, a rules, you break the rules, you break the rules. You know, I said to John Brindle about, are there any unfair rules in golf, and he said, absolutely not. He says, you know, this is a game. There's rules. You have to play by them. He says, you talk about unfair. He says, I'm 5'8". I was a heck of a basketball player. The damn rule was that the basket was only 7 feet up
okay.
instead of 10 feet up. I'd have been an All-American.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I find interesting, though, with this one is, I asked Ernie Els what he thought of TV viewers calling in. And the question really was, is he was DQ'd for signing an incorrect scorecard.
Right.
Okay? Because it was a two-shot penalty.
Right.
He says he didn't know that he had violated the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another player on the course who was interviewed by Golf Channel and said, you know, so many of us are spoiled. A lot of us don't know all the rules. We have these rules officials walking around. We just call them over and ask them to make a ruling. What do you think about a professional player not knowing the rules, A?
Well, I think, for one, I mean, it's kind of a responsibility. You need to educate yourself and know the rules. And who knows, maybe they should have, kind of like we do as PGA professionals, have continuing education to where you got to keep yourself
yes.
abreast of the rules and updates. And, you know, I think one thing that was unfortunate is that, you know, I think calling in is fine if they, you know, somebody sees a rules infraction, but if they could have just got to him
before
he signed, and then he would have been fine, okay, two-stroke penalty, now he gets to play the rest of the tournament,
yes.
and who knows, they could have motivated him, he could have shot a 10-under like Garrigus did,
exactly.
you know, to come back.
And Ernie Els said yesterday, he said, no, it's a very difficult question, but a rule infraction is a rule infraction,
right.
and he said none of the players on the tour ever want to violate a rule. That they call them themselves, they take the penalties, they DQ themselves. That's the way they are. That's the way golf is. But that this thing about it calling after you sign the court, it's not like you violated the rule. You signed an incorrect scorecard.
Right.
You didn't know it was incorrect. Didn't know it was incorrect.
The tangled web.
Yes,
there.
It is, right there. He said, what if, you know, it could there could be some way where you could take the two. If it's called in after you've signed the card, well, sorry. You know, that's already done. It's done. So you didn't see it in time to call the infraction. But if you call before he signed, so it was just like asking these questions. I think the bottom line is the rules, the rules, the rule, and the tour or golf in the industry needs to make a decision about the fans calling in. Some people say it's just wrong, and others think it should be done. So,
I'm on the side that I think it should be done because if a rule is violated. And it's not called, it's basically penalizing the rest of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
So fans calling in, you're
I mean, if they see it, I mean, it's a rules violation. I don't care who spots it.
Right.
You know,
okay.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you talk about cruel rulings.
Yes.
I go back to where the Open Championship is going back to St. George's this year. The last time it was played there, Mark Rowe, a professional from England, great guy, paired with Jasper Pornovic on Saturday. Mark Rowe has one of his career rounds. Comes in, they both sign their scorecards, and then somebody said to Mark, wait a minute, you're supposed to have Jasper Pornovic's scorecard, because what they do when they get to the first tee, the players exchange scorecards. They didn't exchange scorecards. Mark Rowe, who's going to be paired with Tiger Woods on Sunday in the final pairing, and as he walks up, before he walked out of the scorer's trailer, he was told, you're out of the tournament. I mean, that's a cruel rule.
Yeah, you know, he should have known to exchange cards.
Well, I can't say he's been a good friend of mine, Mark Rowe, so I keep kidding him. I said, boy, that was expensive, you trying to make believe you were Jasper Pornovic.
And what do you think, Jerry?
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to the rules of the rules. I mean, you know, if you're supposed to exchange your scorecard, I mean, it's like, you know, the one that happened to Camilo. I mean, that's why I said before, people are going to call in.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I don't see anything wrong with that. It's just that wish. I wish it would have happened before he signed
the card.
Yeah, so then it would have been a very positive call in instead of a, let's talk about it. Is it good to call in or is it not good to call in?
It's cool. It brought something, you know, kind of, I was looking this morning when I got up, I'm looking, what's the complication of the game?
Yeah.
Kapalua, it's great.
Well, I came up to the Golf Academy yesterday afternoon, you know, and hit balls for a couple hours, you know, up there practicing, getting ready for the Sony Open. And I was having a conversation with him, and I said, walk up to him, I said, Camilo, I'd say it's great to see you up here, but, you know, he goes, you know, it happens. He goes, I broke a rule, and he goes, I'm going to move on. He goes, now it's ready to move on to Sony and see what he can do. So, you know, he had a really good attitude about it, and it was good to hear that.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's such a game of integrity, and, you know, to see these guys go ahead and own up and say, okay, well, you know, I broke a rule, and that's the way it is, and it's time to move on.
Excellent. We're going to take a break, come back, talk some more. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned for the Hidden Green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Catch the ball at Golden Little Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Kohala Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Kohala Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Kohala Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Kohala Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at kohalagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season, whether you're here or on holiday. Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail, whether it's a store or an entire shopping center. Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency,
locally owned, with the people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alicati Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alicati Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alicati's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alicati Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Here they come. The PGA Tour hits the big time. The big bucks in the sunny open Hawaii at Wailea Country Club. Buy your tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Golf's brightest stars hit the turf January 10th through the 16th. Share on Hawaii's charity while you support PGA Tour money leader Matt Kuchar and Jim Frick, who team it up against past champions Ryan Palmer, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, KJ Joy, and Jerry Kelly. Don't miss international favorites Jikeki Maruyama. Free parking at Tournament Shuttle at Winnicott Park and Kahala Community Park. Visit friendsofhawaii.org for more information.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Up a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the golf club.
Back to the clubhouse. Jonathan Bird was ready to be mic'd. They want to put some mics on the guys. Of course, the guys have to be willing to be mic'd to be in the event mic'd. Apparently something went wrong technically. We're going to find out more about that in a little bit. Love Thunderman, you know, had a little bit of revenge, if that was even necessary, in the opening round of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions with a 3-under par 70 on the Plantation course on Thursday. That was when he was paired against, I shouldn't say paired, his competing partner. Always interesting way to phrase that, because he's not certainly a playing partner, but they're competing against each other. Graham McDowell, the reigning U.S. Open champion, was one stroke back, and that was, of course, those two men who'd been facing off in the final single match of the Ryder Cup at Celtic Manor in Wales, where McDowell won 3-1, and Hunter Mann, you know, did such a beautiful job. He was just so good. But I know a lot of people are saying, oh, you can only play better, you know, and all that stuff. Well, it's just silly. What is great is seeing Hyundai come in at Kapalua Resort. I got to talk about Ernie Els and what he said about Hawaii and coming here. We'll talk with Cherry and Bob Pupka in a little bit. The leaderboard right now, Robert Garrigus, Carl Paterson, Jonathan Bird, Ernie Els, Steve Stricker, Francesco Molinari, thanks so much for coming, Jim Furyk, Dustin Johnson, Ben Crane, Ian Poulter, Bill Lundy, Bill Haas, Jason Day, Graham McDowell, Matt Kuchar, Adam Scott, Tim Clark, Bubba Watson, Hunter Mahan, Anthony Kim, Arjun Atwal, been following you for a long time, young man, Justin Rose, Ryan Palmer, Matt Betancourt, Cameron Beckman, Charlie Hoffman, Jason Bone, Zach Johnson, Heath Slocum, Stuart Appleby, Derek Lamley, Rocco Mediate, what fun Els had playing with him. Of course, Camilo Villegas, DQ'd, and Jeff Ogilvy didn't play. He withdrew from the tournament. That's your leaderboard.
Thank you, Jerry, for joining us in Sedna. It's really nice. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Great to be here. I have you, Ron. This is first year, 10-day, tournament of champions, football with a rain, and keeping it in Hawaii, the PGA Tour, taking revenge for 4 years until 2014. Great to have you. When did you decide to join with Kapalua, with the PGA Tour, and sponsor this great tournament of champions?
Well, I don't know if it's
person with his group is everything that they can do themselves when they're out playing and with. Executive producer went to Asia, visited Korea, China, and Manila, to a winter mission here. He said he was so impressed when he heard that Sunday there's going to be the sponsor of the Tournament of Champions. He said, "We've got to have, I am so impressed with this. They're going to use this tactic, and if they can scam the traffic, in order to stop it can live up to anything. We need to get a Monday."
Thank you.
I'm not hiding. That's why they're listening.
There you go.
Thanks so much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Have a great
week.
Thank you.
Go check out the
I will. Thanks so much.
Great.
And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker. Come play our newly renovated green. Bring family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit a pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Hello, this is Ian Poulter. Join me and the other PGA Tour winners as we compete for the first trophy of 2011 Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua Resort.
The best of the PGA Tour returns to Kapalua's Plantation Course January 2nd to 9th for PGA Tour Hyundai Tournament of Champions. See the best golf and best players for the best cause, local Maui charities. Starting Sunday, January 2nd with a free family fun day. And best of all, it's free admission, parking, and entertainment. Maui's best event of the year, January 2nd to 9th. Call 665-9160 or visit Kapalua.com.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And it is really great how Hyundai has come in and taken over the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. They've really done an excellent job and made us very comfortable. We had a great night last night in the Pineapple Grill. And it was interesting listening to Ernie Els. He was asked a question during his interview about, of course, he's got the course. We all love him here in Hawaii. He has the course on Oahu that he designed. And he'll be in the Sony Open. He's won the Sony Open. And he has got the record of 31 under at Kapalua. When we'll have a little bit more wind, they say, today. That should make it a little bit more difficult for them. But he said, you know, coming to Hawaii and starting the tournament here, starting the season, rather, here, meant a lot to him. He loves the islands. And some people get Hawaii, and some people just don't. But he really feels comfortable. To him, it's worth the trip over here. He wants to play on the PGA Tour more, on the American circuit. So we'll be seeing a lot of him. And he really loves Kapalua Resort and just being here at the start of the season. And I bet, Bob Bubka, you would say the same thing about being able to start your season here.
Well, I don't.
Are we on?
I really don't start my season here.
Yes.
I end my season here because this place is so spectacular. Matter of fact, Kapalua Resort is probably the premier resort in the world, and you know, its beauty, its activities, its the people. I mean, everything about this place is just absolutely special. But mentally, I could not take having this be the first event of the year, and then it, everything else is a letdown.
Downhill from there.
So I make it my last event of the year, and that way I have something to look forward to all year. I'm coming back. I'm staying at the Ritz this week. I mean,
what's it like there at the Ritz-Carlton?
Well, The only thing I can say is last night we were going to the media party at the Pineapple Grill.
Yes, excellent food.
And I figured, well, let me just get it over with and complete this scenario. I walk out to the area where you're supposed to get on the little shuttle bus to take you there, and I say to the valet guy, I said, could you bring my limo up? I want to go down to the Pineapple Grill.
It's a pretty big limo you got there.
If you stay at the Ritz-Carlton, I think you should. It'll make you feel like you came in a limo.
Right.
And
you king.
I've also decided one thing. Uh-huh. If they charged for good weather on Maui, everybody would be broke.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, it's spectacular. Just watching the waves break up against those rocks and seeing these guys play excellent golf and just looking at the green, it couldn't be better. It looks spectacular on television.
And Jerry won't say it, but his academy, and obviously I'm privileged to go all over the country to cover professional golf. There is no teaching facility any better than what's right here. And he does not only Jerry, but his entire staff. And everything is just perfect there. I mean, if you want to really improve your golf game, come on over, get involved in a few, sessions or lessons.
When you listen to Jerry talk about aim point, all of a sudden putting becomes like, oh, yeah.
It was funny for me because I broke a few ribs about a month ago.
You did?
Yeah, and I wanted to, and I only played twice last year, so my golf game certainly wasn't up to standards, but I wanted to play Monday here at the Plantation. Mm-hmm. So I had asked Jerry if it'd be all right if I go down to the academy, just grab a 7-iron and a few balls, and I'll be able to know instantly whether
I can
play.
Yeah.
I get there. Unfortunately, there's two or three players that are practicing. I'm trying to see if I can maybe go down to the other end of the range.
Really? Yes. Someplace where I can hide.
But I just stood there, and then all three finished up, and then I quickly ran out and hit my 7-iron, and it didn't hurt. So
good.
Now I'm looking forward to playing on Monday.
Oh, bravo. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Talking about players, and one thing that really struck me, and we're going to talk about that Kodak challenge moment. I talk about a Kodak moment was watching Bubba Watson on 18. Driver. I was talking earlier about Hunter Mahon and Graham McDowell, and they were playing, in the first round. It was like the Ryder Cup final singles match, and, they're playing.
Great pairing.
Right, great pairing. So, but somebody, people would think, well, it would be like motivation for revenge, somehow, get him this time. And he was wonderful. He said, it's a golf tournament. Two guys out there trying to win it. It's far from any dislike. There's no dislike. It's just you're both playing the best game you can, and there's no feeling. But he said it is kind of fun to get competitive and try to find something to dislike about him.
who said that?
Hunter said
about Graham.
Yeah, he goes, but it's really hard because he's a great guy, and I like playing with him. I'd love to play with him all 4 days here because he's just fun to play with.
I guarantee you if we go up and wait where the pros arrive and we say, Hunter, who'd you play with in the first round? I guarantee you he'll say, I can't remember. And you know why?
Why?
Because he's getting married next week. He's on cloud nine here. He doesn't even, there's nothing that can happen this week that's going to make it any way, shape, or form a bad week for Hunter Mahon.
Really? I mean, I always thought the girls were the ones that got like that about getting married. Did guys get like that too?
Yeah.
Is that why he's growing out his facial hair? It's the last time that he won't shave ever again or something?
That's a good question. Everybody had a comment about that.
Yeah, but every time I got married, I felt that way.
Bad boy. Okay, next topic. Before we get to that driver, which was pretty amazing, Jonathan Burt, that hole-in-one that he shot. I mean, nobody can get angry. It's a three-way playoff, right, the Shriners. And how could the two other guys be angry for winning? Because it was just an amazing hole-in-one. It's like, and they were like, did you see that?
They came right up giving him high fives and celebrating with him.
I'll tell you how amazing it is. It's never, ever been done. in the history of golf, what he did.
Nobody's
ever won a playoff by making a hole.
It was just miserable.
I mean, when you think of all the thousands of people that have played professional golf, and that somebody could come and do something that nobody else has ever done.
Now everything had been done.
You're right, Jerry. I mean, you would think that.
Right, long enough. So he's volunteering to do the miking. And Golf Channel kind of wants to, or Golf Business, I guess, wants more in, want to hear what they're talking about. And of course, here's an interesting one. If you're worried about getting a rules violation called on you because you get a lot of attention from the media and the cameras are following you all the time, so you're going to be on TV more often than anybody else, how about being mic'd, saying something, and then everybody's going to be on your case. Like, Tiger is always getting talked about because of his...
Jonathan Bird is definitely, if he is mic'd, he's not going to say... hey, Caddy, do you think if I kick this ball, anybody will
right.
see it?
Exactly.
No, but really,
there, Caddy. Give me a good lie. Give me a good lie.
They were supposed to unveil that yesterday.
Yes, and I wanted to ask why. What happened?
Well, they couldn't refine the mute button that they need quick enough, so they're going to try it again today.
Are you serious?
Huh?
Are you serious? I thought it was a technical malfunction. Was it the mute button? Was it a technical malfunction? It sounds good enough for me. Okay, I'll buy it.
Hey.
I'm going.
Radio,
I'm going
Danielle. Radio. We don't let facts get in the way here.
Okay. Jeff, I made a mistake so far. The Kodak Challenge. Great. I mean, Kodak moment. And what happens here, folks, if you don't know about the Kodak, have you ever really... 30 holes are chosen... one of each course to play during the PGA Tour year. Please correct me if I'm making an error here. And the players have to play at least 18 of the 30 Kodak Challenge holes to be eligible to win the $1 million that they win, right? So the player's lowest score relative to par on his best 18 Kodak Challenge holes will be counted. So the more you play, actually, the better chance you have of winning, right? The player with the lowest cumulative score relative to par wins $1 million and the trophy. Now, the first round in the Kodak Challenge is the 18th, mm-hmm. right? So, beautiful hole. A Kodak moment. It's definitely a Kodak.
Definitely.
In case, you kids don't remember this, this is an old slogan. A Kodak moment meant this is a perfect picture. The perfect picture was being taken, and so it's a Kodak moment, and in the 18, it's a beautiful, beautiful hole. And tell us how Bubba Watson, Bubba won. No kidding. eagled, didn't he?
Yep.
And he was the only one to eagle it, right?
The other one to reach it in two.
Okay.
He hit two drivers.
Okay.
A driver off a downhill, side hill lie that he had to slice 40 yards.
Yes!
And he goes... right up on the green, about 7 or 8 feet away, and he makes the putt.
Dang, that was good, wasn't it?
Wow.
Did you hear Bob again? I mean, downhill lie, ball above the feet, driver.
Right.
So,
Did you watch it?
at the grandstands and working it back in.
Did you watch his hands?
And the most spectacular aspect, his driver has a pink shaft.
I didn't see that. I was watching his hands.
You were listening to it on the radio.
No, I was watching. I'm going to throw this at you. Speaking of what, okay, let's mention this. XM Sirius, Sirius XM. For everybody who's ever said, it'll never go, golf on radio will never, fly, it's going to be boring, blah, blah, blah. Radio's not boring. If you make it exciting, it's exciting. It's all what you do with radio. Radio's the mind. You play-by-play on radio in baseball, what? That was exciting.
Yep.
Ronald Reagan recreates, some of the great moments in radio were dramas. So, it's going to happen still. PGA Tour and Sirius XM, they've reached an agreement.
They did. 11th hour agreement, but very happy because so many people rely on, to be honest, 99%, I believe, of the people that listen to Sirius XM listen to it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody has to go from point A to point B, and golf is on, they hate missing it. Well, they can go and hear the play-by-play coverage. They got two of their great guys here this week, Fred Albers and Paul Carnevale, who won on the PGA Tour. He's trying to play a little bit on the Champions Tour. But the Tour and XM Sirius, bottom line, did come together. Why am I excited about that? Because we have a
little show.
A show that I co-host with the little short fat guy that wears a bow tie and a mustache on Golf Channel by the name of Alex Maselli.
Little short fat guy. Yeah, and it's called the Grill Room.
Well, in terms of endearment over here,
we couldn't come to agreement with SiriusXM until they came to agreement with the PGA Tour. Because it was a distinct possibility there was going to be no more golf on SiriusXM. But fortunately there was, and now we're launching. It's being played now.
I know, but we can't hear it.
I know, I know.
It's nationwide, except for Hawaii.
Yeah, actually it's in Canada and Mexico also.
That makes us feel better about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And something about the satellite. I don't know why.
You know, you would think with satellite,
it's not on the right angle. You get like DirecTV in Hawaii, you have to be, it's got to be on the eastern horizon. Your unit has to face 22 degrees above the horizon from the, I mean, it's like.
So if you go to buy the house here, you got to find out if DirecTV will come in.
If you want to get DirecTV, otherwise you've got to get cable. And if you don't get cable, then you don't get the golf.
Then you get rabbit ears.
The rabbit ears will only get you like 3 or 4 stations.
With some foil on it, we got 4.
And he's speaking good, he knows. So I want to talk more about that Bubba Watson shot. To go off the deck with a driver, that in and of itself is like incredible, right? I mean, and then to have to go toward the far right, to go left. Tell us a little bit about, from a professional, what did he do there?
It's interesting because we had Bubba up for the long drive challenge when we had Jamie Sedlowski and Robert Garrigus and Dustin Johnson, he was saying, well, I'm at a disadvantage because when I'm trying to bomb it, I'd like to, work a little bit of a draw and kind of, so it's going to go into the hill. So he plays a different strategy now, getting on number 18. He does the same thing off number 1. He'll get up there and he'll hit that for him, that little cut.
Yes.
It goes down to try to get the speed slot. But then for him to make the decision in the fairway to hit driver, saying, I'm getting on the green. Downhill lie, ball below the feet.
Yes.
And so he is such a good field player and he loves to work shots. So setting up for that shot, he knows that he's bending more forward from the hips. He's getting down. He's not thinking of all this. He feels this.
He feels this.
And he knows he's got to swing a little bit more upright to get that ball that's below his feet.
Yes.
And then play that natural cut. And
yes.
And of course, with Bubba Watson, swinging aggressive. Okay, and that's what he does. And he pinched that thing so perfect and just pushed it down. What do you have, about an 8-foot putt, Bob?
Yeah, he did have an 8-foot putt, but we can't give all the credit to Bubba because he was using a ping driver. And if you want to hit great drives, you can use a ping driver. And, John Solheim, you still in Hawaii?
Hello? Speaking of...
And you know, there was 2 drivers hit off the deck yesterday. Never really remember what other one was. Jason Day on number 13. Number 13, Jason Day gets up and Cole pops it.
It's a 108-yard drive. Had you been playing with him, Danielle, you would have outdrove Jason Day.
108-yard drive. Cole pops it right off the tee on number 13. Long par 4, takes a divot behind the ball, and he's laughing. When did he do that? When he was like 7?
Yeah.
Was the last time that he did that?
Wow.
So he gets up and hits driver off the deck. He has like 288.
Wow.
Like that
into the bunker.
And hits it into the bunker, hits his driver, off the deck. And he gets up and makes par on number 13.
Wow.
And he's over there going, okay, that's the par of my career. That's par of his career.
No, he's an Aussie, right? And they say the Aussies are favored here. Why is that? Why are the Aussies so good here?
Well, primary reason, they're playing in November and December down in Australia. They have some big events, so they come here. They're very competitive. Jason Day, playing well for a couple of reasons. Number one, he had a medical issue.
Sinus?
Very complex.
Okay.
Nobody could find out what was wrong, so obviously it was tough to treat. He won the Byron Nelson this year, but in October, he had an operation done, and it completely eliminated the problem. So he's feeling the best he has in a long time. And he just recently got married, so he's even feeling better. I mean, I saw him come up from his round with his wife sitting on his lap.
Aww.
I didn't know whether he shot 150 or he shot 50. I mean, he was happy.
All these professional golfers in love, it's just, butterflies and butterflies. I'm doing a couple
but
of
Jason
things.
Day, two things. He's very solid as an individual. He's got a wealth of talent. That is a definite future superstar right
okay.
there.
Okay. So Jason Day, Jeff Ogilvie, unfortunately, I didn't make it. Stuart Appleby. Three-time winner. Jeff was trying to go for that, get that three-time win, too. Appleby lost his putter.
It disappeared.
It disappeared. It disappeared.
So there's a logical reason.
But wait a minute now. This putter was a special putter.
I know, but I saw Stuart at the hotel.
Yeah.
He was just coming out of the fitness center. He had his little boy in his arms. He had his other three children there. He had his wife there.
Uh-huh.
By the time he gets around to thinking where his putter is,
oh!
it can no longer.
But it's a great story because the guys, somebody picked it up and was just
like. He bought one at the pay club.
But it was.
Well, he got one from the golf academy.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, we did like five putters out of our stock. And they went up.
Did he get a discount?
Of course he did. Of course he did.
He had the media rate.
We gave him the pop-up condition.
Well, we've got something great for you right now, okay? If you are the 18th caller, and all you have to do is dial 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467, you will win TaylorMade pearls. These are Penta golf balls, okay? And you know, I'm really sorry that you, sir, lost one of them and you almost cried, because I understand. I almost didn't want to give these away because I opened up the boxes and I just went, wow, these boxes are nice. I'll just keep them now. So all you have to do is be the 18th caller. It's really, really simple. And if you're the 18th caller, you're going to win. 808-296-5467. Now, we do have a stipulation here. You can't have one in the last 6 months. So I know if you're at YLI right now, you're really bummed out because you have a tenacity about you that just blows my mind, and you win a lot. But I'm sorry, because you win one already, you cannot. Okay, so we're going to give everybody a chance, okay? Okay, all right, so we've got more wind this morning, possibly out of the west, maybe. How does that change things, Jerry?
You know, I mean, I think a lot of these guys are asking for wind.
Really?
Because some of them feel like, hey, I'm more of an advantage. I'm a solid ball striker. I can keep my ball flight a little bit lower out of the wind. You know, I think it mainly changes the putting. You know, I think when you're on the green and you're around the green with your wedge shots, that's when the wind, you know, you got to buckle down and really feel balanced and read your putts a little bit different, because when the wind blows out here, you actually have to factor the wind into your read.
And won't that dry out the greens, too? If the wind blows, it helps to dry the greens?
Exactly. It'll make everything faster. It'll
everything.
Make the fairways faster. It'll make the greens faster.
And it'll make them have to run for it. Now, how about the you know, Ian Poulter and Graham McDowell? How are they faring getting used? This is their first time here. What's it like for a first-timer?
Well, I flew here with Ian Poulter on American Airlines.
Did you really?
Right.
I heard he was getting on board his plane. He was going to have a Q&A on Twitter. He never did it.
No. So we get to the airport, and he said, you know, Bob, this is my first time going up to Kapalua. And he said, I said, where are you staying? He said, they told me I'm staying at the Ritz. He said, what's that like? I said, I'll tell you exactly what it's like. It's like Ian Poulter. I said, there's a thousand of Ian Poulters walking around that Ritz strutting like you do, and cocky and everything. So he said, I told him, I said, you're going to love the place. It's outrageous. And he does. What a good guy that guy is. And, you know, everybody knows Ian Poulter for his clothes.
Yes.
But he gives more money to charity and that you would ever believe, and he never wants any publicity about it whatsoever. I mean, that's he's pretty solid, and he likes his automobiles, his Bentleys and his Ferrari plays.
You know, he came up as a, wasn't he a professional? Or
club pro.
A club, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So, you know, he started in a whole different world. He didn't start in the country club.
No.
He played his way up.
He did not.
Yeah.
But solid player.
Solid player.
Won the match play last year. Has to be on the short list to win a major this year.
You think so? You think he might do it, maybe? Huh? Come on, Ian.
You know why?
I'm behind you.
Because to win a major, most times you need a little chip on your shoulder. You need a little, you know, cockiness, and he has those.
It's only fun to watch.
I was talking to Matt Kuchar's dad, Peter,
yeah,
who used to caddy for him, and Matt and I and Peter, we go way back. But Peter said, you know, we got into the discussion what Matt could do to take it to the next level now after a fantastic year last
mm-hmm.
year. What could he do to, you know, maybe win a major? And I said, ironically enough, Peter, my recommendation would be we have to make him a little less nice. He's too nice a guy.
He's got to become a fierce,
coming down the stretch on Sunday afternoon, you have to be cutthroat.
Yeah.
I mean, and Matt Kuchar is just not that. He's, I was kidding, because Peter caddy for him for a couple of years when he first came out. And Matt had such a great year last year. Peter says to me, yeah, you know how much Matt Kuchar's caddy made last year? I said, how much? He said, $250,000. Carrying that bag.
That's a lot of work. I'll have you know. We are KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KOMI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. And, of course, on the World Wide Web, www.radiogolfclub.com. That's where you'll find us. We're archived. You can listen to us live. You're not. I mean, and it looks like we've got our winner. That's what I... Ooh, yes, things are ringing all over the place. And Aaron, I can't read... Maui, from Maui. Congratulations, Aaron. Nick, from Maui, you are the winner, and I hope you're... I don't know if you're... We're going to call you right now, because you've got, like, a phone number that's not an 808 number, which means you're probably not living here, which means I need to get your address so I can...
He's standing right over there. He's calling on his cell phone.
It's kind of like, we're going to talk about the Western Ka'anapali Ocean Resort Villas right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned for the Hidden Green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all. From AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping you cool. Call Lena. From the tip to the green. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Call Lena will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Call Lena. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Call Lena Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play on newly renovated greens. Bring your family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take on the memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here they come. The PGA Tour hits the big time for big bucks in the Sony Open in Hawaii at Waialae Country Club. Buy your tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Golf's brightest stars hit the surf January 10th through the 16th. Cheer on Hawaii's charity while you support PGA Tour money leaders Matt Kuchar and Jim Frick, who team it up against past champions Ryan Palmer, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, KJ Choi, and Jerry Kelly. Don't miss international favorites Shigeki Maruyama.
open parking and tournament shuttle at Winnikai Park and Kahala Community Park. Visit friendsofhawaii.org for more information. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
This is a hip stretch exercise. Place your driver on your shoulders behind your head. Slowly bend at your hips, leaning right and then left. Make sure to be taking in deep breaths each time you lean. Do this exercise back and forth 10 times. This will loosen your hip muscles to increase flexibility for your golf game.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Back to the clubhouse. In the clubhouse this morning, joining us now is my good friend, Gary Planos, tournament host here at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at the Kapalua Resort and Spa at the Plantation Course. Free, 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 free. How many times can I say that? Come over. It is free. Come and watch. You get Ian Poulter, Graham McDowell. You guys see these guys on television. You know, they're playing. And Robert Garrigus. Come on. Carl Pedersen. He beat Dean Wilson. I mean, it was like, that was a hard.
Hey, Carl, you beat Dean.
I was watching that one up in Canada. Dean got his card, yay. But Gary Planos, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Happy to be here again.
It's so cool to see you. Yeah. And I get your Christmas card. And you've got the most, you have how many dogs?
Two Springer Spaniels.
Brent, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're good kids.
They're good kids. I knew they were your kids.
They're sleeping now. Mr. Thomas Shiro and I have left the house.
Oh, you know what? No. They're waiting for you now. That's what they do.
No, it seems like they want to get up much earlier than I do because they get to sleep when I'm at work.
They go to sleep much earlier than you do.
I just, as tournament host, I want to thank you for a wonderful, this is really amazing, really the best so far. When we came, everything is just so planned out and so perfect.
Well, you can thank Nancy Cross. Nancy Cross, as tournament director, has done all of that. Okay. She's the one responsible. I'm just kind of ride their coattails.
Wait a minute now. I know that you are like, I've seen you all across the country talking about how great this place is, and you bring so much to Kapalua when you're traveling around talking with the PGA Tour.
We've had a great run here. It's been fabulous.
It has.
And have helped position this brand at one of the top brands in golf.
Yes.
And so it's been a fun time.
Yes, and it's been really, really fun working with you, and it's just awesome. Yes, Bob.
No, I just want to have Gary reflect a little bit because he basically has been this event for a good number of years, and no doubt about it. I mean, I'd be out there, and as soon as somebody sank a winning putt, I'd say, get ready on your phone. Gary Planos is going to be calling. He says, I'm waiting for him. But anyway, you started here in the bag room, and what a run. You say a run. I mean, you went from the bag room to the man.
I went from $3 an hour to $4.25.
Yeah. And that was probably more money than your father made as a fireman.
Oh God!
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I came here in 1975 and got my first day. I was on the beach reading a correspondence course and
a correspondence course.
I was trying to take a correspondence course in advertising, and I got bored in 30 minutes. And I walked up, and Craig Williamson was director of golf, and he and I found out we were born in the same hospital in Evanston, Illinois.
Wow.
And he gave me a job, and I called my family and said, send me my golf clubs. And they said, what? You're kidding me. And then, so I've been in golf since day one on this island, started in October 75.
That's
been great. It's been great. You know, golf's been, I got in this business thinking I was going to be a head professional, and running a member guest was going to be the highlight of my year. And, who would have thought that, that you'd be able to run the Tournament of Champions and an LPGA event, a USGA event, you know. God, I mean, it's fabulous, you know.
You're not only random, you ran him well. That, let me add that, because he's probably one of the most respected men in the business. I mean, I have never, ever heard anything negative about Gary Planos. And having known him personally, I know why.
Yeah.
You know, he's...
Thanks.
No, you do, Gary. You have that intangible. You know, you have a heart. You have passion. You cared. He cared about this event. He cared about the players.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rare commodity to do it as long as he's done it and as well as he's done it.
Thank you. I've always felt you're an advantage here because people do save their money and their time to come and visit you, and all you've got to do is turn the dial. I've had some great people working with me. Yeah, I've always enjoyed leading the people that I have in that direction. It's common sense. It's easier to be nice than.
Yes. It's a lot of work to be nasty.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of energy. A lot of energy that's wasted. And you can bring the best out of people when you are at your best and cheery. And, well, I want to ask you, though.
Yeah.
In all these years, is there a moment that you remember that was really special to you? Something that happened? Someone you met that you never thought you would?
Well, I mean, we go back. We've had, you know, some particular highlights. I mean, the Tiger Ernie playoff was when we really put this event on the map. You know, that was the highest rated telecast in ESPN golf history at that time, with 3.5 rating. You know, I go back and, you know, Hale's third U.S. Open victory in China. You know, Gary Lane, when he won the $1 million Anderson World Championship down at Greyhawk, I was there when he won it, you know, and he was representing us then. And then most recently, the Morgan making that putt on 18 on the Bay Course from off the green to add our touring pro to win the only Kapalua LPGA Classic.
Yeah.
I mean, and being responsible for Morgan to as our touring pro, that made me look smart for a day.
You sure fooled me with that one, Gary.
Well, I just wanted to say, and you know, you bring up Morgan Pressmore, I want to thank you for that, because she just had a charity tournament event. She has a foundation that she works really, really hard for and doesn't get a lot of, you talked about Ian Poulter, not a lot of press is given to Morgan Pressmore about how much she works for hers. And I just want to thank Robert Stanko for bringing that to my attention. It's really awesome.
Yeah. You're going to hear a lot about that young lady.
Yes.
Okay. And beyond the game of golf, you're going to
beyond the game of golf.
She is a smart cookie.
Yes. And speaking of smart, you say that who would have found it? But when you took the opportunity, and this is for people, you know, when you think you're stuck in a place, or you take a step and you open a door, and then another door opens, you need to just make your own luck as you open those doors. Your advice to people?
You know, just keep trying to be a better person every day. You know, and people that are good with people, there's a lot that can go along with that. And if you can be respectful and kind to people, I think the skills come along with that.
I agree with Gary there, and if you can just go to bed at night a better person than you were when you woke up, you'll have a good life, and good things will happen to the people around you.
Yeah, and Rocco Mediate. I think it's him right away.
It's Gene, I'm like,
yes. It's starting the day with a stain. I mean, you know, Rocco, he's so much fun to be around, and Ernie Els, his game's coming back, just doing so well, shot a 64 yesterday, and really happy. He said, I was so happy to play with Rocco. He's so much fun to play with, and it's just great. So
you heard about Rocco the other day when he made a hole-in-one.
No.
Well, I'm on the 10th fairway, and I'm looking at the greens, mm-hmm. and Rocco's in the middle of the fairway, goes, he goes, what are you doing? What are you, what are you fooling with the green? They're perfect, okay? And I went, hey, I'm just checking on a couple things we're working on. And so I'm on 10 green now with the Orlando, our superintendent.
Yes, and thank you for doing a great job, Orlando.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful course.
Orlando's got it in tip-top shape. But Rocco goes to 11T, and he's hitting his tee shot, and all of a sudden I hear, Gary, Gary. And, you know, I don't have any directional hearing, so I'm trying to find out who's, and Rocco's, and he's going on the 11th hole, and he's giving me the dumb sign. And I go, oh, my God. So I grab Orlando, and we take the cart across the 13th green, behind the 13th green, up behind the 11th green, and walk there, and Orlando looks in the hole, and there's the ball. There's the ball. And I said, well, let's wait till Rocco gets here. So Rocco's driving up the cart path. I said, Rocco, when you pick the ball up, I'll take a picture. I took a picture to validate. It's done. I'm glad you're here because that happened to me at TPC Sawgrass and on 17 once, and no one
was there and celebrated my only one.
That gave birth to that Coca-Cola commercial that the USGA used with the little kid that makes the
whole one.
And then the greenkeeper, he comes driving up and they celebrate. That idea came from Rock.
Really?
No.
Another gullible Danielle moment. Thank you so much. We've got to close the show. It's been a real... You are wonderful. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank
you for all that you do with Golf in Hawaii and Bob. You've been
wonderful
friends, and keep in touch.
Thank you very much.
Too.
Thank you very much. So you got to come out because everybody's teeing off this morning. The first tee time is 10:15 this morning, and it's all free, and it still benefits our local charity. So just come out and have a good time and have fun. Now, I want to thank the people who made my stay here. If you come to Maui, all right, what you need to do is book your place over at the Westin Ka'anapali Ocean Resort Villas. They've got, in every room, you're going to have a jacuzzi bathtub. It's beautiful. It's a Westin bed, a heavenly bed, all right? You feel like you're at home. In fact, they say to you when you walk through the door, welcome home, and it feels like, I'm here. It's so beautiful. The ocean is right, just a few boards. They have this wonderful landing that you walk out onto the sand. It's fabulous. It's right there. Pools for the children. The kids were having this wonderful time. You can bring the whole family, stock up the fridge, have a great time. You need to get away, I promise. Just a three-day getaway will recharge you. There's ocean snorkeling, scuba diving, of course, the whale watching now. Rich Hawaiian culture and history with Lahaina right there. And horseback riding if you want, the sugarcane train ride, lots of fun for the keiki. You'll have fun here right at the Westin Ka'anapali Ocean Resort Villas. Thank you to our sponsors for making the golf club possible because without you, I wouldn't be doing this show. You are star protection. Get the star team on your property. They're right here at Kapalua, at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Whether you need foot patrol, building security, shopping centers, whether you need, help, maybe you'd like to join the star team. Hey, call Star Protection. Play Pool Golf Course. Brand new greens. Yay, Craig Sasada. You guys have really done it. Make your tee time today at Poipu Bay. Ko'olina here on Oahu. Get golf ready, 2011. Call the pro shop, 676-5300. Get golf ready. They've got the program schedule and make your tee time for today. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design, fabrication, products and work you can depend on. That's Alakai Mechanical. The Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour. The Pro Junior Skills Challenge is Tuesday with Skydive Hawaii dropping in. And Moon Physical Therapy, if you've dropped and you need help, you've been hurt, yes, they achieve results right across from Sports Authority. It's Moon Physical Therapy. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.